And if you feel like you're far away from family on Christmas Eve, consider this. Astronauts on the International Space Station are orbiting the planet 254 miles above Earth. We were wondering, what's it like to celebrate holidays in space? So NASA gave us 10 minutes with Mark Vandehei and Tom Marshburn. They're both working on the space station along with colleagues from several other countries. We reached Tom and Mark on a Skype line, if you can believe that. And as you're about to hear, it takes a moment for the signal to travel through the Earth's atmosphere, up to the space station, and back. We started our journey by calling into Houston. Yeah, that Houston. Before NASA patched us through to space.
Please stand by for a voice check from NPR's Here and Now.
Station, this is Peter O'Dowd with NPR's Here and Now. How do you hear me?
We read you loud and clear. How is?
Great. All right. Mark, Tom, good to speak with you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you as well.
Well, thanks for being here. You know, I was thinking about this. No human beings in the universe are celebrating the holidays further away from home than you are. How do you feel up there this time of year?
We're very busy with work. So the holiday season, I think, is passing me by, at least. Christmas Day, we'll have a chance to have a video conference with our families. So we're missing the holiday season, but we're continuing to work just straight on through as we normally do.
Hmm. Tell me what that will be like on Christmas Day. How will you spend the morning?
Maybe a fun anecdote to share with you is this same thing happened to me on my last flight. We worked really hard Christmas Day, and our Russian counterparts, they had the day off, and they went ahead and decorated their end of the space station with Christmas decorations and told us to come over for dinner, and we were very pleasantly surprised that they had a nice spread for us. So it's fun to be up here with wonderful people.
You know, I was just going to ask you that, Mark. You do have fellow astronauts up there from Europe, from Russia, from Japan. Do you feel an extra sense of, I don't know, international camaraderie on the space station this time of year?
Oh, I would say it's not just this time of year. It's all the time. That's one of the wonderful things about being on an international space station is that we get to train together all over the world and learn about different cultures. Part of our job is even learning other languages. So it's a very eye-opening experience, and the space station is really supporting all of humanity. So it gives us a very good sense of purpose. We feel really good about our work.
Tom, we've seen some pictures from 2012 of you and a Christmas tree on the space station. Is that tree still up there? And if it is, whose job is it to pack it on the spacecraft?
Now that you ask that question, I'm not quite sure. We'll have to go into our database and see if it's still here. Little tiny Christmas tree, about a foot and a half tall, and you could put it on the ceiling or the wall, either way.
Yeah, yeah. How else are you decorating? Do you decorate on the space station?
I believe we might have some stockings, not the simple cloth kind, that we'll put out. I think we have some Santa hats we might be wearing. So it'll be a festive atmosphere during the day to a certain extent, for sure.
I know there's a lot of kids who are wondering if Santa Claus comes to space.
Yeah, we're certainly hoping that he finds a way to get in through the airlock and come and visit us as well.
Look, you've said this several times. You're going to have a busy day working on Christmas Day, and I know it's not easy, the job that you have up there. You had to shelter in a spacecraft recently when satellite debris threatened to crash into the space station. I understand you also had to deal with an ammonia leak earlier this year. Mark, has this mission felt a little bit more stressful to you than most?
It actually has not felt any more stressful. I think we're so well trained that we get simulations where everything goes wrong. So when we have something that goes wrong and it's not the full complement of wrongness, it feels like it's an easy simulation. So the ground, most of the time in the simulations on the ground control team is not available to help us. And of course, they want to do everything they can to help us out. So that makes everything seem easier than our training. And it actually adds to the sense of adventure up here. That's been my feeling so far. Hopefully it'll stay that way.
Tom, what was it like when there was a risk that the satellite debris might hit you?
Oh, I agree with Mark completely. It was, we were up early, of course, but we were moving slowly and calmly and thinking, yep, this is like a sort of an easy simulation. We got to work hatches that normally we can't work in simulations on the ground. So it was nice to get to know our space station that way. We did find ourselves in our return vehicle, our Dragon capsule, with the hatch closed. That was a surprise. But we had some food and water with us, and we just waited it out and didn't have any concerns. If we needed to, we knew that we could just depart the space station. But glad that it all worked out and we could stay on board.
Tom, I see that you've been going up to the space station since 2009, and then when this rotation is done, you'll be staying on for the 67th expedition. Why do you want to stay longer in space than you have to?
There are certain aspects of living up here that you begin to miss over time. Living in zero G, the view of the Earth, of course, but the prospect of having a chance to work with scientists, engineers, and centers all around the world, it's an incredible international endeavor. It was something I was very proud to be a part of when I left the space station. I talked to my family. They said they were okay with me coming back. And so then I just began making preparations to come back again if I could.
Yeah. How are your bodies holding up?
So far, so good. We've got three different types of exercise devices up here. We've got a resistive exercise device that uses vacuum cylinders instead of weight. Off to Tom's left, there is an exercise bike, but it doesn't have a seat. And we've got a treadmill up here as well, so we can go for runs, but you need to be strapped down to that treadmill with bungee cords. You actually run on the wall, so it looks kind of funny if you're used to being one orientation. You see someone running with their head off to the side.
By the way, if you're near a window, could you tell us what you see outside?
It's interesting that especially when I first got here, I looked outside. I had no idea where I was. It wasn't like looking at pictures in an atlas. You see a lot of clouds. You usually see a lot of blue. And right now, we see a lot of blue.
An ocean.
And it's sunset. What's interesting, it's interesting right now, too. Our orbit is running along the Terminator. That is the night dark line. So we often feel like we're in sunset and sunrise. That's a unique thing about our orbit this time of year.
Well, considering that vantage point, I wonder if the two of you could just tell us what your hopes are for the world as we turn the page on 2021 and we start a new year.
Wow, that's a great question. I think my hopes are that with COVID and just international affairs, that we have, as human beings, have a strong sense of unity. Also with climate change, that we recognize that we really are all in this together. And this very thin atmosphere, which is essential to our existence, most of us were always inside that atmosphere. That's a very finite resource that we need to protect. And it has a huge impact on us. I think the Earth is going to be around for a long time. Whether or not we are is really up to us.
Two astronauts aboard the International Space Station, Mark Vandehei and Tom Marshburn. Thank you so much for taking some time high above us to talk to us. Happy holidays to both of you.
Happy holidays, too. Thanks for the talk.
Station, this is Houston ACR. That concludes the event.